Okay, look at the Torah by Midbar. It has a few Maimorim of Shavuos. Last year we learned one Maimor for Shavuos. Today this year we'll learn the next one. Page 30 in Lukut HaTorah by Midbar, first column. Okay, the pasuk says, "V'idaber Elokim es kol advarim ha'ela lemer," that Hashem spoke all the words of Daser Sadibus lemer. So he says, "V'hovin ma'os kol advarim ha'ela." What does it mean that Hashem spoke all these words? They should have said, "V'idaber Elokim anechi." Normally, I mean, the pasuk adds a bunch of extra words. It says, "V'idaber Hashem Elokim es kol advarim ha'ela." Lamer. Hashem spoke all these words, and then it says what the words are. And you could have said, "Vayidaber Hashem Anechi Hashem Elokecha." Why does it say, "I said Kol Advar Ma'ela Lamer"? And he says, "Achine Biyamila So'ela." What does it mean? "Vayidaber Elokim Es Kol Advar Ma'ela." When you say "Ela," these, that means it's revealed in front of you. If it's not in front of you, you can't say "these." It's not there. You could say "those" maybe, but you can't say "these." He says the word "Ela" it all dover near of a niglib is galya. Ha Ela refers these refers to something which is revealed. The kach mishna teidem atchelas Ela hadvarim. Therefore, chumish dvarim. This parsha begins with the words "Ela." I'm not that this parsha. Dvarim begins with "Ela hadvarim." These "Ela hadvarim" meaning came dvarim asher dibem meisher kol yisrael biz galya. Because we know. The first four books of Torah, Hashem dictated to Moshe. Dvarim is the words Moshe Rabbeinu spoke. So those were Moshe Rabbeinu's words being revealed to the Jewish people. But in the first four Svarim of Chumash, it says, "Vayidaber Hashem o Moshe." And it said, "Vayishma zekel medaber elav Moshe levad ishama v'chol yisrael ishamu." So therefore it's like this. All the first books of four books of Chumash, it said "Vayidaber Hashem o Moshe" because nobody else heard what Hashem said to Moshe. Like Rashi says in Chumash, it was only Moshe Rabbeinu heard the voice. But therefore, it doesn't say "Ela." But by Chumash Dvarim, where Moshe Rabbeinu spoke, so then Moshe Rabbeinu heard, everybody heard from Moshe Rabbeinu. So it was more revealed. So therefore, and it says over here, "Vayidaber Elokim es kol hadvarim ha'ela." The word ha'elam represents the revealed things. And therefore he says, therefore it's called Mishnah Torah, like the repeating of Torah, or Mishnah Lamelech means the second to the king. It's not the king himself. Mishnah Torah means it's not the king himself, it's the second to the king. What? Avraham Aradi is sponsoring the class. In honor of Moshe Rabbeinu, Shaina b'chinas ha'teira at shenama b'vayidaber Hashem Moshe b'chinas helem elu gili ha'teira. It's the revelation of teira shediba Moshe kol Yisrael that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to all the Jews. And the Rebbe is saying very simple: the word Ela, when he speaks about Moshe Rabbeinu saying the whole chumash dvarim, or here by Sersa Dibris, the word Ela means revealed concepts. V'chein teira shebal peh. Who bechinas is galia? The same thing. The oral Torah is called the revealed Torah. Shugili Torah shebiksav, which is the revelation of Torah shebiksav. Torah shebiksav, the written Torah, is very hidden. Moshul. By Shabbos it says, "Don't do work." It's hidden what the Torah means. Torah shebalpeh reveals the 39 things and this and that. Uderech pirush shubir amitzus shem behelim b'Torah shebiksav. And concerning all of this, it says in Beit Aser Sedibres, as kol advarim ha'ele, meaning Hashem spoke by Matan Torah all of Torah Shebal Peh, the oral Torah. Hainu kol b'chinas is galya, hain Torah Shebal Peh, v'hain Mishnah Torah, hakol nechledes b'Aser Sedibres, everything is included in the Ten Commandments. Okay, skip a few lines of parentheses. And therefore it opens up by saying Vayidaber Elokim. Elokim is the level of Tzimtzum concealment. Into all these things, because we heard him directly from Hashem. Meaning, in order for Hashem to reveal himself to us, he has to limit himself. So because Hashem is revealing by Matan Torah, he's speaking to all of us. So right, so it couldn't be Hashem as he is by himself, because that would be infinite. So it had to be Vayidaber Elokim. So in order to have Likud many times, in order to have a revelation, it needs to be concealed. Because if you have the infinite revelation as is, you don't have any revelation. Like we learned, you could be by Niagara Falls with hundreds of millions of gallons of flow and you don't have a limited cup, you're not going to drink. So in order to have any revelation, you need to have a finite vessel for it, a finite revelation. So the same thing by Matan Torah, even though Hashem is speaking the whole oral Torah, which normally is revealed Torah, nevertheless, it had to come to the level of Elokim, which is the level of concealment. And he says, the whole giving of Torah to the Yidden was Berash Bekelus of Rakim. Now, Dr. Rebbe is going to ask a famous question, which is asked in a lot of Shvos Maimonim. We know by Matan Torah there was thunder and lightning and the commotion, and all the nations of the world got scared from the tumult. Yeah? He says, L'cheira, sir, it's a dibbet in Dvarim, shoot them, leisitach leisinam. If you look at the Ten Commandments, they're very simple things. Idolatry, adultery, murder, honor your father and mother, keep Shabbat. That's not earth-shattering things. All of the Aseret HaDibros are very down-to-earth thing. Most of them, like we learned, they have to keep before Matan Torah anyway. Every one of the Ten Commandments, the Jews were given before Matan Torah. Most of them are the seven mitzvahs b'nei Neach. Shabbat they were given before Matan Torah. Everything was there before. So the famous question that Chassidus asks, why in the world was there such earth-shattering voices and thunder and lightning? And you can imagine Hashem would have said something earth-shattering or heaven-shattering. He said very simple things. What's the commotion about? The Inyan is as follows. It's not so much what Hashem gave, but what happened when he gave it. Meaning, the ultimate purpose of giving the Torah is to be the revelation of the infinite level of Hashem, which is infinite, which it dresses itself into Torah, which is Chochmasi is Barich, Behuva Chochmasi Achan Hashem is one. Like it says in Rambam, who Amadahu, the knowledge, the knower, the knowing, everything was one. What was the uniqueness of Matan Torah? Like we said, not what Hashem said, but what happened when he said it. That he basically took the infinite level of godliness and brought it down into the physical world. Before Matan Torah, the world did not become holy when they did mitzvahs. Avraham Yitzchok and Yaakov, the Gemara says, kept mitzvahs before it was given, the world did not become holy. Matan Torah was to bring down the infinite level of Hashem, Ein Sof, which Ein Sof means infinite, into a gashmistic physical object. Which means, when a person takes physical paper and makes a sefer on it, you take physical wool and make tzitzis, you take physical parchment and you make tefillin, the physical object becomes holy. That didn't happen before Matan Torah.
He could have said anything. Why did he say this particular wool?
Because these 10 have within them all the 613 mitzvahs.
I would think the earth shattering would be receiving a new neshama or something.
Well, Matan Torah was the mass conversion of the Jewish people to Yiddishkeit. The Jews officially became Jewish. When did the Jews officially become Jewish? At Matan Torah. As a matter of fact, a lot of laws of conversion we learn out from Rus and from Matan Torah. Okay, meaning, in order there to be the revelation of I am God, your God, so in what Matan Torah accomplished, that the level of Anechi, no name, essence, I, no name, nameless, becomes Elokecho, your God, meaning it becomes bound with you. So what happened to Matan Torah? At Matan Torah, what happened was the essence of Hashem became connected to every single Jew by keeping physical mitzvahs. It's not so much what Hashem said, but what happened in Matan Torah means the essence of Hashem was able to come down into a physical person, into physical objects.
The infinite became revealed to the finite.
Correct. Remaining infinite. That means even though our mind, when you learn Torah, yeah? Torah is God's wisdom. Obviously, it's infinite. Now, when we learn Torah, our mind understands whatever we do understand. That means a finite mind is understanding the infinite Elokus on a finite level. But really, in the level we understand is hidden the infinite. But to come to this level, that a nechi becomes Elokecha, and you know, a lot of times people say, when we say a bracha or Elokecha, Elokeinu, you have to think for a second what that means. When you say it's mine, that means I own it. I have a direct connection to it. When the Jew says Hashem Elokeinu, right, or Elokecha, your God, or our God, it means it's mine. It's one with me. It's not that there's me and there's a God somewhere. Elokeinu means it's our God. It's connected with our essence. In order to come to this level, it has to be 7 weeks of Sfira Sa'emed, Melchol Chemesh Bakama. When you begin cutting, you know, the stalks. When you know, Bakama, I know me, this Tevyesh Nev Shabbamas. He says, what does it mean from beginning of cutting the kama? Kama means the upright, standing upright grains. That refers to the nefesh habamis, to which the level of kama, meaning kamei kama shemendus al amada v'kiyuma v'nitzavet v'may mechizek kimechizek. When you say something is standing, it means it's firm. Like it says on nitzavim not only standing, but it's very firm standing. When stalks stand on their own, it means they don't need help. That means they're very powerful. Kach midas hativius, the same thing, that refers to the midas of the nefesh habamis. Why? Because the midas of the nefesh habamis are very powerful. And we all know what the nefesh habamis loves and fears, and it's all very powerful. V'tzarech lachniyum o lashpilam. And therefore, you need to subdue them and lower them in a level of iskafya lahanif aleim chemish. When you take the sickle to cut it, meaning the avoda of the Jew in preparation for Matan Torah is even before you count the Sfira Sa'emer. When do you count Sfira Sa'emer? When you cut down the grain, the standing grains. Meaning, you cut down, you break, and you subdue the powerful Nefesh Habamis attributes.
What is Iskafya?
That's Iskafya.
What is Iskafya?
Oh, breaking evil. Breaking evil.
Oh.
There's two things that he's going to say. Lahab Chumamis. Meaning like this. If I want to do something wrong and I don't do it, that means I broke my temptation.
Right.
Sometimes you have a higher level. Not only did you break the temptation, that desire that was used for evil, now you use for good. When your enemy works for you, breaking your enemy, killing your enemy, that's breaking evil. When you transform the enemy, becomes working for you, that's his sabkun. So the avodah of the Jew ultimately is to, number one, kill the Yetzer Hara, or kill them, even if you're not a tzad, you're a benini, and you can't kill the Yetzer Hara, but to subdue the temptations of the Yetzer Hara. And the ultimate goal is to transform it to Kedusha.
Or instead of destroying it, develop resilience.
Not resilience, but transformation of it.
Liyazayim
midas ativish and nefesh habamis, to elevate and to break the seven midas of the nefesh habamis. And therefore it says, Shiva Shavuos Tisper Lach, you should count, meaning for you should count the seven midas, meaning you should do the avodah of transforming the midas. It should be included in the midas of above l'cho, Hashem agdul v'agvura. Shein b'teil and bear himself mamash, which is batul t'Hashem, and that's what it says. V'chol keim alefanecha sishtachve nishmas. We say, Everything standing should bow before you, Hashem. What does that mean in Aveda? The Kaima refers to Nefesh HaBamis, that's very strong. And we should cause the Nefesh HaBamis itself should bow to Hashem. Okay, so Dalt Rebbe is saying like this, that the Matan Torah is Eila, is to reveal that revealed aspects of Torah, which is really Elohim, which comes through a limitation of godliness, because God had to take the infinite and put it into the limit. And then he asked the question, L'chayda, what's the whole commotion of Matan Torah? It's very simple things. So Dalt Rebbe explained, the Chiddush of Matan Torah was that you take Anoichi, the essence of Hashem, into the physical objects, into the physical Nefesh HaBamis. So he said, how do you come to that level? How do you come to Matan Torah? Through the 7 weeks of Svira, which is cutting the power of the Nefesh HaBamis and subdue the midas, the bad midas of Nefesh HaBamis. But that's the Aveda of Svira Saim, and then you come to the level of Shmos, Matan Torah. So he says, Bir Adovet, explain this base. It's known what the Gemara says. The learning is greater. There's a whole discussion, the Gemara says. There's a whole discussion in the Beis Medrash. What is greater? Learning is greater, or action is greater. And they came to the conclusion that Godel Talmud Shemevu Lirmaisa. Learning is greater because it brings it to action. Which itself is contradictory, but that's not for now. But he says, it says, all the, what?
I'm making sure that this is...
Okay, good. Chol chafetim leyishvava, all the objects, all the objects are nothing compared to Hashem, meaning even chafetim shemayim. That even heavenly things, meaning mitzvahs, are nothing compared to Torah. And we know, Talmud Torah, connected kulam, Torah equals everything. Even to one word of Torah, one opinion says, all the mitzvahs are not kedai. That means one word of Torah is greater than all mitzvahs in a certain respect. The card of that, okay, is
but if it's not practical, I don't get it. If it's not practiced, the word there, it doesn't do anything.
Correct. That's why I say the one aspect. From one side, Talmud Torah connected kulam. Learning is equal to everything. But if there's a mitzvah that nobody else could do, the din is you have to stop learning to do the mitzvah. Because in a certain respect, the purpose of creation is to bring God into the physical world of mitzvahs. So if somebody else could do the mitzvah, that means godliness will be revealed in the world. So then the person has to learn Torah, not do the mitzvah. But if nobody else could do the mitzvah, then mitzvah is greater than Torah. And he says, because the Gemara asks the question, there are contradictions of two psukim. One pasuk says, Chol chafetim leyishvava. Everything is nothing compared to Torah, even chafetz shemayim. And then another pasuk says, chafetz chol leyishvava. Chafetz chol leyishvava, meaning your objects are not compared to Torah, which means Hashem's objects are compared to Torah. Gemara is a contradiction of two psukim. One pasuk says, no object is valuable compared to Torah, even heavenly things. And another pasuk says, no, your earthly things are not worth the Torah. But that means godly things are. So the Gemara asked the question, and the Gemara answered what we just said. If somebody else could do the mitzvah, so then the din is Torah is more important than anything else. If somebody else won't be able to do the mitzvah, so then the mitzvah is more important. Val Kaponim, he says, though we see from this, that a mitzvah that somebody else could do, the mitzvah becomes bottle for learning, meaning you keep learning. Okay? Now, Dal Treb is going to ask. So bottom line is that Torah is more important than mitzvahs. Yes? But the question is, Torah is to explain to us how to do the mitzvah.
Yeah, what's the
purpose? How could the instruction book be greater than the object?
That's the actual...
He says, "Chayd ain't more tamatedo. Eisa could be Peter should be a mitzvah. Kaysa tiasi yosa. How to do the mitzvah? Right? Torah teaches us how to put on tefillin. If Torah only teaches us how to put on tefillin, obviously tefillin is greater than that. Right? The object is more important than the instruction book. You don't throw out the object and keep the instruction book. They're like, what are you going to do with the instruction book?" That you stop mitzvahs if somebody else could do the mitzvah. Like a precious trauma, derech moshel shevshai ideyas shliach, b'shvil eisek katero, shia penai lasik hilchus truma, v'yo eisek pir should be a matyosei adeyacherim. Okay, so the Alter Rebbe asked a very simple question. The moshel, to separate truma, yeah, somebody else could do for you. You could do it through a shliach. So therefore, the halach is you don't stop learning Torah to go separate truma, the tithes and all that stuff, yeah? But l'cheira, why? It's the manual to teach us how to do it. So how can it even be greater than that? That clock has to be brightened.
Oh, yeah. Even if you're in front of it, you can't see.
Well, that could be maybe you need glasses.